Okay. Let's start. I apologize for my voice. Go along as I can go for it. Yeah. Okay. I'll see how it works. I don't know how to deal with it afterwards.
You'll send it over to David, and then
he'll upload it.
It'll go in that magical place.
Okay, so I think we're up to, we did the introduction yesterday, I think we're up to number 9, or number 8, let's do number 9. That's Im Chamoso. So that is the mother of his mother-in-law, which would be, I guess, on our, it says Tezayin, I think on our, was it number Tezayin on our chart? Where is the chart? Chamoso, Im Chamoso. It's the same thing as the Chamoso. His mother-in-law just goes up one generation.
Yeah. You know, we have to,
right. So then, and then Im Chamoso is the mother of his father-in-law. So let's say you have Yitzhak, the son of Avram, and you have Sarah, who gave birth to Leah. And then after Avram dies, Shimon marries Sarah, his Amana, which is, this is number Yud Zayin, if you took a number Yud Zayin. Right? So what happens? You have Reuben and Shimon, who are brothers. Okay, Reuben and Shimon are brothers. Reuben marries Leah, who is the granddaughter of Avram and Sarah. Avram dies. So then Shimon, the brother of Reuben, marries Sarah, which was Avram's widow. Right? Very strange. Right? And then...
That's what happening every day.
And then also marries Rachel and Ashuk. Okay, then Shimon dies. So Sarah falls. So Shimon dies, right? So his wives fall to Reuven as Yibum, but Sarah is Reuven's mother-in-law. Right? Sarah
is the mother of his
father-in-law? Yeah, I skipped the case. Right, so it's the mother of his father-in-law, and therefore she can't do Yibum. And therefore, the tzara can't be Yibum. And the case before is Im Chamoso, which is just the same thing, just dealing with the mother, as opposed to dealing with the father.
I hope Sarah has a lot of money here.
Okay. So now we'll do number 12. Vachos Ishto. That's the sister of his wife.
So, where are you up to?
Number 11. Well, I skipped one.
Achos
Meimo. So number 11. So Achosom email, that's pretty simple. That's just his sister from his mother. Right? So it just means it's his half-sister. Sister from his mother. So look at that. Let's look at that one. Achos Imo, which is, Achos Imo goes as follows. So Yaakov marries Leah.
Oh, okay.
Achosom email, it's his sister from his mother. Achosom email. So Yaakov marries, maybe all this is going to work. Look at that number. So Yaakov marries Leah, okay, and they give birth to Shimon. Yitzhak marries, I guess they're brothers. Yitzhak marries Rachel and gives birth to Sarah. Yitzhak dies, Yaakov marries his Almana, which is Rachel, and then they give birth to Reuven. So Reuven...
Why should he marry Rachel?
For Yibum? He's marrying her. No, I don't know why. It can't be for Yibum. They had a baby. She had a baby. Again, step number one. Yaakov marries Leah and gives birth to Shimon. Then Yaakov marries Rachel and gives birth to Reuven. In the meantime, before Yitzhak died, Rachel and Yitzhak had Sarah. Sarah is now Reuven's sister from the mother. They share her mother. They share Rachel. Reuven is the daughter, son of Rachel and Yaakov, and Sarah is the daughter of Rachel and Yitzhak. Then Shimon marries Sarah and Rivka. Sarah happens to be, and then Shimon dies. So Sarah and Rivka now fall to Reuven. But Reuven is Sarah's half-sister because they share her mother. They share her mother as Rachel.
So
Rivka's out. So therefore Rivka's out. That's Achos Imo. That's number 10. Number 11 is Achos Imo. That's his mother's sister, which would be his aunt. It's Achos Imo from his mother's side, which is also a relatively simple case. They're all simple. Yaakov marries Sarah. Look at the chart. And that's number 19 on the printout. Right, so you have to use the same one. So we'll use number 19 on Menachem's handout. So Yaakov marries Sarah. Yud Tes on the chart. Look at the left corner. It says Yud Tes. It's probably on the second page.
Second page? I guess.
Yeah, second page. Okay. So you have again. So Yaakov marries Sarah and has a son, Shimon. Then Yaakov also marries Rachel and has a son, Reuven. So Reuven and Shimon are half-brothers from the father. Right. Now Rachel had a sister, Leah. Leah then married Shimon. Okay? Who happens to be the brother of Reuven. And Shimon also marries Rivka. Then Shimon dies. So the two wives of, meaning Leah and Rivka, fall to Reuven for Yivam. But Leah is the wife, is the sister of Reuven's mother. Right? Because Reuven's mother was Rachel, and Leah is her sister. It's the aunt. It falls away, and therefore the tzara falls away as well. Okay. That was case number 11. That's Achos Imo. Case number 12 is Achos Ishto. That's very simple. That's his wife's sister. His wife's sister can't fall to him for Yibum, and that's it. Because it's an Isser to marry your wife's sister, even though this Isser apparently falls away if there's a divorce. This doesn't go on forever. So look at number...
Your wife's sister, you can marry if your wife passes away, no?
Right. That's what I mean. If your wife passes away... No, what's the case here? Achos Ishto. So the case is Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Okay? Rachel and Leah are sisters. Rachel and Leah are sisters. So Reuven marries Rachel, Shimon marries Leah and Sarah. Shimon dies without children, so Rachel and Leah fall to Shimon. So Leah...
falls to Reuven.
No, falls to Reuven. So Leah, who's the sister of Reuven, who's the sister of Reuven's wife, is pater from Yivam, because she's an Erva, and Sarah is also pater, because she's the Tzara. Falls away. Okay. Correct.
So what is that
all
on the side?
What is that what?
Under Reuven, on this chart.
And that's the father of...
That's Reuven's father.
That's Reuven's father. How does he come into play?
Because he's showing that Reuven and Shimon are brothers.
Reuven and Shimon have to be brothers. This whole thing
doesn't form. They have to be brothers. The charts seem to work in three... The charts work in three ways. Top, bottom, side.
Right.
Top goes based on the fact that you're talking about lower generations. Bottom talks about your higher generations.
Five down and three close.
Basically. Okay, number 13 is Eishes Achiv Me'imo. Which means, let's read the chart. Eishes Achiv Me'imo. Yes, and do it also. So you have... I don't think this is going to work. Okay, so you have it. Yaakov marries Leah and gives birth to Shimon. Okay? At the same time, Avram marries Rachel and gives birth to Yitzhak. Avram dies. Right? So then Yaakov marries his own son. Reuven is Yaakov and Rachel's son. Avram dies. Yaakov marries Rachel. Yaakov and Rachel then Yaakov and Leah had Shimon. Now Yaakov and Rachel have Reuven. Okay? Now Yitzchak, who is somebody else, Yitzchak is
Rachel and Avram's son.
Correct. So Yitzchak is Rachel. Then he marries Rivka. And then he dies.
Correct.
Okay, then he dies. His almana marries Shimon, who also marries Sarah. Now Shimon dies without children, so the woman falls to Reuven, who's the half brother, Yibam. So now Rivka, who was
Reuven's half,
Rivka, who was the wife of Reuven's
half
brother from the mother, is pater from Yibam, and therefore the Sarah is also pater from Yibam. Only with the charts. Only do it with the charts.
That was clear.
Only with the charts.
A half-brother is very clear.
Only from the father's side. The Yibam only, we're only Schiyuv from the father's side. If it's a half-brother from the mother's side, no.
The kicker is just follow who's married to who. Once you follow that, just follow, it goes down the line. It goes in stages. It's very simple.
All the cases are the same. I can't remember them, but if you file the charts, they're all the same case.
I remember the last one you said, just said a minute ago.
If I told you tomorrow in Shvi'i, and I said, what's the case of Eishach of Mi'imo, you know,
sir? The only way I would be able to do it is if I had to break it down. Break it down on the chart. I couldn't remember it. Next one is number 14. This is Eishach Achiv Shlo Ha'ibah Loma. If it's his wife, the wife of his brother who wasn't in the world, which means wasn't born yet, correct. So, there's a long Rashi here. Rashi says, it's important Rashi. So, Reuven shemeis below banim. Reuven dies without any children. Yeah, first Rashi on the base. First Rashi on the base. If you ask what, I'm not, I don't have to answer.
I want to ask you where you are. I wouldn't ask you a real question.
Okay. So Reuven should make some abundant. So Reuven dies without any sons.
It's
not going to make a difference. I have nothing left. Okay, let's try it.
But Reuven has sons, right?
I'm reading Rashi. Reuven makes the abundant. Reuven dies without sons, children. And a brother Levi is born after Reuven dies. Okay? The Amad Shimon Biyavim Ishto. So Shimon, he had three brothers. Reuven and Shimon are brothers. The Levi's born after Reuven dies. When Reuven dies, Shimon did Yibam. Okay? Biyavim Ishto, below Isha Charis, Reuven's Lobam. And Shimon dies without sons. So now both women, the original wife of Reuven and Shimon's wife, fall to Levi for Yibam. But since the original wife had no Chiv Yibam to Levi, because he wasn't born when she fell to Yibam, so Levi can't be Miyavim her, and he can't be Miyavim her, he can't be Miyavim Shimon's Shimon's second wife, because they're both Ketula. That's the case. It's simple. Interesting.
Who
was born later. Yeah, she says, I'm not going to wait. That's interesting. Okay. I mean, if I could, I mean, it's important Rashi to read, so you have homework. The next one is Kaloso, which Kaloso is his daughter-in-law. So what's the case in Kaloso? So you have Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Okay, Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and Shimon has a son. Reuven has a son, Yitzchak, right, who marries Rivka.
Reuven
marries Yitzchak. Reuven has a son, Yitzchak. Yitzchak marries Rivka. Yitzchak dies.
Yes.
Shimon then marries Rivka and marries Leah.
Right.
Then Shimon dies without children, so they fall to Reuven. But Rivka was Reuven's daughter-in-law. So therefore, knocks her out, and then therefore knocks out Leah. Done with the cases in the Mishnah. Okay.
This is the two people that died, Yitzchak and Shimon in this case, are brothers-in-law.
No, they're not. They are brothers.
Uncle and nephew.
Right, and they're also they shared a husband, shared a wife.
Correct.
They shared Rivka.
Who's Reuven's daughter-in-law. Who was Reuven's daughter-in-law.
Right.
Once she was the daughter-in-law, she could never go to him. Right. That's out. Okay, see, I tried. It doesn't... By 11 o'clock, I'll be better. But till then, it's a killer. Okay.
All right, we'll wait.
Okay. And then the Mishnah says, just like these 15 women, Poteris, someone from Chalitza V'Yivon. So I read Elu Poteris, so it's saying, they parted their wives, and they brought to the co-wives, and their co-wives, from Chalitza and Yibam ad Olam. We've basically seen all these cases. The Mishnah is now going to give one example of these cases. So Bekulon, however, all these cases, Imeso, Ome Anu, Onis Garshin, Oshin Nimtzu, Ilonis, Sarosei Mutaros. This is obvious, the case being that if in all these cases you have the Erva and the Tzara, if the erva, if the husband of the erva either dies, right, or there's a divorce, or there's miyun, meaning we're dealing with the rabbanon kiddushin, which is, means she's a katana, or it turns out that that woman was an ioness, therefore there was no marriage to begin with. Basically, in all these cases, if the nisuin is sort of severed prior to the misa of the husband, then the tzara is muteris to yibum, because there's no more connection to that erva. That's that. But the Mishnah says, it's weird because the Mishnah uses language for kulan, but kulan doesn't work for the cases where you were dealing with the higher generation. Because in the higher generation, there was no divorce, there was no death, there was no miyun, there was no idleness because she gave birth. So it's kulan, iatalomer b'chamoso, with his mother-in-law, be'im chamoso, with the mother of his mother-in-law, or be'im chamiv, or the mother of his father-in-law, shenimsa idleness or shenayonim. In that case, you can't have an idleness situation, because idleness situation means she can't give birth. These obvious women obviously gave birth. You can't have a miyun situation, because miyun only applies by katana. And these women aren't katanas anymore, because they are two generations above. Okay. So, ketzad potros et saruseyan. How can they pater their co-wives? So, the Gemara is going to give one example. The example being, haisa bito o'achas mikol harayos. Let's say the case is his daughter, right? The daughter, we said, was the case of rape. We can see that. It's the case where he rapes somebody and has a daughter, and then that daughter marries somebody. That daughter marries his brother. That brother dies. The daughter falls to him, to Tzara. So I said, Bito, O'achas Nikol Arias, Eilis Nesus Achim. His daughter or any of these Arias are married to his brother, the Lo Isha Cheres, and he has another wife, Umeis, and then the brother dies. So Kishem Shabito Petura, Kach Tzarasa Petura, just like the daughter's putter, so the Tzara's putter. It's all our examples. It's the heir of a wife plus the co-wife.
Say again, I'm sorry, I'm making
it again. The regular case. It's the regular case. Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven's daughter marries Shimon, and Shimon marries also another wife. Shimon dies, so the daughter, wife, who's Reuven's daughter, falls to Reuven for Yibum. She can't. The co-wife can't. Right? That's it. It just we did all these cases the Mishnah was talking about. The Mishnah was giving you examples. Now, the next case is Tzara Tzaros. So let's say we've always been dealing with two brothers. Let's say now there's three brothers. There's Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Let's say it outside first. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven's daughter marries Shimon. Shimon dies. There's always a second wife. Shimon dies. So she can't go to Reuven because it's her father, but she can go to Levi.
Right.
So she goes to Levi. She marries Levi. She marries Levi. And the co-wife marries. Co-wife goes to Levi also. No problem. Then, let's say she dies without children.
And they both have to go? I guess they won't have to go.
They both have evil.
What?
They both have evil.
They both have no children.
Right. Right. That's so the co-wife is muteris.
You
don't have to do both. The co-wife is just muteris.
If one has, that means the brother had.
The brother who died had two wives. The brother who died.
She has someone else.
No, listen. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven's daughter marries Shimon.
Right.
Shimon also marries somebody else. One of them then goes to the co-wife, then goes to Levi. The co-wife marries Levi. Levi is going to do Yibum for Reuven with the co-wife.
Right.
Levi dies. Now the co-wife goes back to Reuven. Goes back to Shimon. Now the co-wife goes back to Shimon. Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Shimon is married to Reuven's daughter.
Right.
Shimon dies. Reuven's daughter goes to Levi for Yibum. Goes to Levi for Yibum. But he doesn't take, instead of taking the daughter, he took the co-wife for Yibum.
He didn't take
the co-wife for Yibum.
He
didn't take her for Yibum.
He picked one.
Okay.
The co-wife.
Can you pick both, by the way?
No.
I don't think so.
No, can't have the co-wife.
I don't think so.
No, it's not Sarah.
Because Ashes is still Ashes Achiv. The only hetter you have for Ashes Achiv is the Yibum.
Right.
Only applies to one. Can't do it for two.
He picks one.
He picks one.
Yes, that's it. Yeah.
The co-wife then felt. This is a very important Rashi. Important Rashi also. What? So he picks Levi. Levi picks the co-wife. Then Levi dies. So the co-wife falls back to Reuven.
The
co-wife goes back to Reuven.
Yeah.
But he can't cleanse her. because she was already pater from Reuven,
right,
because she was co-wife with Reuven's daughter.
Right.
So now she falls back to Reuven, she's out. That's Sarah's Sarah. That's her co-wife. So the co-wife of Levi's wife is also out. Remember, Levi had a second wife.
Well, the problem with Reuven was that she couldn't marry his daughter.
So therefore, the Sarah's out.
Sarah says he's allowed to marry?
No, he's not allowed to.
He's not allowed to marry. So how does she fall back to him?
She can't go back then. She went to Levi. Levi dies.
Went to Levi first.
She went
to Levi first.
All right, so that wiped out. I got it. Okay.
But doesn't wipe out.
Why not?
She's still
forever.
So she, since she was knocked out from Reuven,
right,
her co-wife with Levi is also now knocked out from Reuven.
Yeah.
Okay. Hulk Tsaras.
Another word, because I got it. The next case.
Let me just read the case.
You want to see mine?
No, let's look. Okay, let's look in the chart. It's moving the chart. I think it's number Lamed on the chart. Number Lamed on the chart. Number 30 on the chart.
What's
right?
It called?
Saras Biso and Nasif Achas Hashem. Does it have it?
No.
Okay. So let's read the case. Halchat Saras Bito Benisayis Lelevi Achasheni V'yesh Lo Isha Acheres V'meis V'shem Saras Bito Petura Kach Saras Petura V'filayim Meya. So the case is, you have a father. Again. So you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are brothers. All in existence at the same time. Reuven has a daughter, Sarah. Sarah marries Shimon. Shimon also marries Rivka. Shimon dies. So Shimon's wives of Sarah and Rivka fall to Yibum. They can't go to Reuven because of Sarah, Reuven's daughter. So Sarah and Rivka are out from Reuven. Leah marries Rivka. Levi. Let me just talk. Levi marries Rivka.
Right.
So Levi marries Rivka, and Levi has another wife, Rachel.
Okay.
Levi dies. So now Rachel and Rivka should theoretically fall to Reuven.
Right.
Rivka is out to Reuven because she was knocked out before because she was the daughter's co-wife.
Right.
Rachel is now knocked out because she's the co-wife's co-wife. That's it. That's it. I feel Himeya. Even if there are 100 brothers, each time one falls and one Sarah knocks out, so the next time that co-wife is also knocked out. Okay. Now the case was, if they died or divorced beforehand, if there's a divorce or a death before the brother dies, then as long as you sever the relationship, then the co-wife, then the it's okay for the co-wife. Obviously not for the erva, but for the co-wife. So what's the, for example, say outside, our case would be Reuven and Shimon brothers. Shimon, Reuven has a daughter who marries Shimon, and that daughter has a co-wife. Okay?
That daughter has a co-wife.
Okay?
So then he divorces them
beforehand.
Divorces both?
No, one.
He divorces the co-wife.
The daughter.
Divorces the daughter. Right. Divorces the daughter beforehand,
right,
and then dies. So the co-wife can go to Reuven.
Right.
That's so Ketzad. In Mesut Zarosayan, Mutaros, what's the case? Again, like we just said, Yabito, Achas, Makal, Raisa, Elu, Nusuos, Lachiv, Lo Isha, Cheres, Umesa, Bita, Onis, Karisha, the daughter dies or is divorced, the Yachakach, Mes, Echaiv, then the brother dies, Sarasa, Mutaris, the co-wife, who's now the only wife, is Mutaris to the father of the daughter. Okay. Then the Mishnah said,
well, she's not really a Tzara now.
She was a tsara, but there is no tsara now. That's the point. That's the point. She was a tsara at the time. We're just defining her as a tsara. Right. Okay. I call yichol l'moy v'lomina tsarasach oletzas v'lomisei ememes. Let's say you have a case of a man who's married to a full-fledged wife, and he's married to a katana. The katana means it's kedushei derabanan. Excuse me, Rabbanan. She theoretically could have done miyun, but she didn't. She could have rejected it. But this katana is the erva, so it's not a full-fledged marriage to the katana. She could have done miyun, but she didn't.
Who's she an erva? I'm sorry, I didn't catch.
Reuven's daughter is married to Shimon, but only married to Rabbanan.
Married to Shimon.
Shimon's
okay.
The brother. Reuven and Shimon are brothers.
Right.
Reuven is a daughter.
Right.
Shimon's married to wife Eli.
He's
also married to Rabbanan. To his niece.
Okay.
Okay, the Darabana connection. She could do miyun and reject the marriage.
Right.
Shimon then dies.
Okay.
Sorry, Shimon then dies.
Right.
So theoretically, on a Deoraisa level, the co-wife is Muteris to Reuven. because there's no deoraisa kiddushin with the daughter. So what we say though is that what she should do is he should do chalitza and not do yibum, because if he does yibum, it looks like he's doing yibum with his daughter's co-wife, even though it's only a derabbanan relationship. We say just do chalitza. Okay. Finish the Mishnah. It's a great Tosfos. A great Tosfos. No, not really, because those are all the cases. It's Kosos, the Kosos for Achos Ishto, who asks, what's going on here? How do we have the case of Einla, maybe a Nida, maybe if a woman falls to Yibum as a Nida, she should be a Surah and not be able to do Yibum, because she's an Erva. She's an Erva at the time. You can't have Bia with a Nida. So she's an Erva. At the moment. So you know it's a question that deserves an answer. You know it has an answer. So the Gemara and the Tosfos says, well, maybe it's similar to Achos Ishto. Maybe similar to Achos Ishto, because Achos Ishto is only usher so long as you're married to your sister. And so that would fall away, and the need to can fall away in time. So he says, but the Tosfos then gives two answers. He says the answer number two is that's different. Achos Ishto, in that case, you have to say there's a problem, because you can't just be sitting and waiting for the other wife to fall away. So, but I need to wait a week and you can have, and it's fine. The other answer Tosfos gives, which springs into a major machlokas, as we've shown him, is that, and this is how the Rosh explains it, is that Nida's not an erva. Nida's an isser. It's an isser, iskarvos, whatever it is. It's not qualified as a din erva. So that's what Tosfos says here.
It's a temporary situation.
That's one answer. But the Achos Ish is also a temporary situation. The one answer you give is, well, that's a temporary situation. It takes a long time. That's also why Tamar didn't want to wait. It takes a long time. Why should she wait? Okay,
she waited until she figured out that it wasn't happening.
Okay, that's when it wasn't happening. Okay, Drew. So they give Tosa, that's the second answer. Tosa's first answer is that the difference between Achos Ishto and all the other cases and Nida is that Achos Ishto is an erva. Nida's not an erva. So, but the major machlokes, the Rambam holds that Nida is an erva. The Rambam clearly holds that Nida is an erva. So that's close to an erva.
You can't compare. One's an erva. One's a temporary thing.
Why
would that be a classic erva?
Tosfos says the difference is. Tosfos says that's one of the answers, that Nida is asura to everybody, and these cases of erva are only asura to him.
Right.
So it's a difference. But he claims to say. He says that Nida is not an erva.
Right.
He says because he says the Rambam holds Nida is an erva.
How?
Because you learn all the arayas from Nida, so Nida is an erva.
Yeah,
so,
but according to the second case, even that means if we should wait just in case somebody else, maybe the parents are going to have another son.
Well, we say that's
we don't know. That's lobalola.
Right, lobalola. But you can say maybe the case of Achos Ishto, maybe wait till my sister dies, and then my brother-in-law can be miyavim me. But they said, no, we can't do that.
You're waiting for somebody to die.
That's the second answer.
I said.
Okay.
So,
anyway.
So you're waiting for somebody to die.
But you don't wait for somebody to die.
Yeah, obviously.
They don't wait for it. But that's the difference. That's the difference. By neither, you can wait.
Yeah.
Okay, you can wait. The main point over here, though, is to point out that this is the start. It's a major machlokas, one of the first sugyos in Ksubas. Because the Rambam holds that if you can't have bia, if you can't have B at the time of the chuppah, then it's not a valid kedushin, not valid nisun yet. So they all ask on the Rambam, well, wait a second, what about the case of a Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur? Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur, whose wife dies, and has to marry somebody else to be Beso, can't have B with her. You can't have B with her on Yom Kippur. So how's the complete kedushin? The Rambam holds that if you can't have B.
The Mishnah and Yuma says that if he marries the second wife before Yom Kippur,
no. You prepare her before Yom Kippur. You prepare her before Yom Kippur. Then marry her before Yom Kippur.
He's got another one?
Yeah.
No, that's not true. You prepare her before Yom Kippur. If his wife dies because he needs peso, then he marries her.
We prepare the battle.
The whole discussion, how do you do it, actually?
So they're going to ask the Rambam, if that's bia, that you can't, that's a marriage.
Right,
you can never. Because he holds, the Rambam holds, if you can't have bia, it's not a valid nisuin, because it's an erva, and therefore the same thing by a nida, because he holds nida as an erva. That's what he holds. Okay, but Tosfos doesn't hold that. Just pointing out the machlokas, nothing more. Okay. Gemara. A little Gemara before my throat falls out. Okay. Michtei. Let's see. The Gemara is not going to try to figure out the order in the Mishnah. It doesn't like the order in the Mishnah. The Gemara is saying, Michtei, Kulo, Me Achos Ishta. All these arayos that we learn that from the case of Achos Ishta, Isha, which means his wife's sister. Because the Pasuk says in Vayikra and Perek Yuches, Pasuk Yuches, it says, V'isha el achosa, v'lo tikach, v'tzror, l'galos erbasa, ale b'chayal. You can't make a woman and her sister. So we learn all of them out from there. And then it says over there also, it says, aleha, and it says, v'yivom, it says, yavama, 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 aleha. Aleha, aleha, the two words, aleha. So you learn out the whole idea that you learn out all these cases that you can't do yibum with somebody who's an erba from the sister, from the wife's sister. So that should go first. Why is that not the first case? That's the paradigm case. It should go first. So dichtei kula me'achos isha yofinon. So listen to achos isha v'resha. It should go first. Rashi says, he gives us a nice hint. He says, l'kamim b'shmaitin. We'll see later on that the idea, this whole idea of that even the erva doesn't do yibum is learned out from Achos Isha. So that should go first. So the Gemara says, well, maybe we're going in order of severity, of punishment for the erva. And according to Rav Shimon, Sreifa is the most severe. And if Sreifa is the most severe, so then the first one would be Bito and Bas Bito, because that's punished by Sreifa. He says, V'chi teima, Tani churme churme nakams. And Rav Shimon, he, the Amr Sreifa Chamura, and therefore Bito comes first, because if you hold Sreifa as the most Chamur, his daughter is if you have Bia with your daughter, it's Sreifa, that's why he goes first. Bito and Bas Bito, Bas Bino, Bas Ishto, Bas Bino, Bas Bito Chamoso, those are all Chamur, like those first seven cases are all Chayav Sreifa, so they'll go first. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, Lisne Chamoso Beresha, the Ika Sreifa b'chamoso ksiva. Well, then if that's the case, if we're learning about Sreifa first, so put the paradigm case of Sreifa first. The paradigm case of Sreifa, where we learn it from, is by chamoso, by the mother-in-law. So that should come first. Gemara says, okay, maybe. And then he says, va'od, another question, va'od, basar chamoso lisne kaloso, the basar Sreifa schila chamura. Besides that, if according to Shimon, if you're going in order of punishment, it should go Sreifa, Skila, Karis. But the way the Mishnah is set up is Sreifa, Karis, Skila. Why do you do that? Because it should take the daughter-in-law, but the daughter-in-law only comes after Achoso. The Achoso cases, the sister cases which are Karis, come after the Sreifa cases. If you're going in order, the Sreifa cases come before, and that should be, the Skila Sreifa cases should come before, and that would be Chamoso, so it's out of order. So we knock out Rav Shimon. Hey, so Menachem, I'm going to finish here. I just can't go anymore.
What?
I'm going to finish over here.
It's fine.
Okay. Sorry, guys. I'll stop here.
Go ahead.